The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone. And it's delightful to sit down here and into this posture that's so rich for me in connotations, associations, and then what gets evoked. And I've centered into this meditation posture for decades, and it's kind of like a homecoming. And to do it together with community, to do it together with all of you, and adds a certain depth or width and breadth and wonderfulness to this beginning of meditation. So thank you. And so we're working in meditation and mindfulness with attention, our capacity to be aware. And one of the and freedom is a hallmark of Buddhism. One way to understand freedom is that we're setting our awareness free, freeing our attention from the way that our habits of mind take it over and direct it. The habits of mind of wanting or not wanting, pushing or pushing away, or holding on, or being preoccupied with certain thoughts and ideas, concerns, emotions. These habits of mind then propel attention in the direction of the concern, and propel the attention into the world of thoughts or feelings or what's happening. And in a sense, the attention is not free. The attention is being directed. It's being utilized. Some people might say that attention is being hijacked. And so to set attention awareness free is one of the great pleasures, joys of life. And it's almost like we can live a different life then. There's room for something different to occur, to animate us, to motivate us, to connect us to the world. When the awareness has been set free, it's almost like a door has been wide open that was closed, or almost like a light has been turned on where it's been turned, you know, where it's off in the dark. So I want to give a little analogy for this. If if a person lives maybe in a very crowded room for a long time, maybe a hoarder, and it's almost no space in the room to walk around in. Perhaps that and then if a person walks out into a very large room, comfortable, nice, safe-looking room, where there's lots of space. There might be things, furniture and chairs and things, different things there. But immediately what becomes obvious is how much open space there is. And in fact, for most rooms, there is more space than there are things in the room. And if we're only focused on the things, then sometimes we can miss the open space. I've been in places where there's high ceilings, and here at IMC there's a very high ceiling over me. And it's easy to spend a long period of time focusing on what's at eye level. And but to look up and see the high ceiling, these places, creates space, creates room, opens things up in a certain way. And so it's possible to shift one's attention from the objects in a room to the space in the room. In the same way, it's possible to be claustrophobic in one's own mind and be maybe an equivalent of a hoarder of the mind, just collecting things and wanting things and fantasizing going, you know, one fantasy, one thought train overlapping with the next, and with, you know, almost breathless between them. And it's possible then to open the metaphorical inner eyes or a sense of awareness. We can open it up. We can look around, and we see that there's actually more space in the mind than there are objects. There's more space in our capacity for awareness, the field of awareness, than there is the things we're preoccupied with or caught in. And if you can look around a little bit in your mind to see the space, the openness, some people might experience it, the stillness in the mind, a quiet in the mind, or a silence in the mind rather than space. And there's actually, together with the objects in the room, there is the space. Together with the concerns we have, there's also space, there's also silence, there's also stillness. And to let awareness relax into that, to take that in and see that in that space, in that stillness, there is a freedom. And awareness there can find its freedom where it isn't being directed as much. And the sweetness of awareness set free. So, assuming a meditation posture, and tenderly closing your eyes, and giving a little bit more attention maybe than usual in sitting with a spine or body that feels attentive. For people sitting upright, it's maybe sitting a little bit more upright. For people lying down, it might be adjusting the shoulder blades a little bit and the upper back so that the shoulder blades maybe come in a little bit and the chest is allowed to be more open. And then become attuned to the body's experience of breathing, aware from the inside out. And gently, tenderly, as you exhale, relax your body, soften, maybe letting there be a gentling of your body, together with keeping the alertness of the body. And then you can stop relaxing the body. But as you exhale now, see if you can relax the mind. Maybe that means to quiet the mind. Make have your thinking become quieter, slower, calm thinking. As you exhale, to relax any tension, pressure to think or to fantasize, or any other way the mind is tense or contracted, narrow. Allowing the mind to become wide and open. Appreciating whatever stillness there is in the mind. If you throw a rock through empty space, through the air, nothing is disturbed by the rock. If you play music, the notes travel through the air without disturbing anything. So when we center ourselves in awareness, all kinds of things can arise, thoughts and feelings and emotions. There's nothing we have to do except experience them, allow them to appear and travel through the space of awareness without having them disturb anything and without us disturbing them, getting involved in them. Perhaps becoming aware that beyond the edges of your concerns, your sensations, your feelings, there's lots of space, lots of room. And allow whatever particular experiences arise, allow them as if they're floating through all the space of the mind that's here. Instead of attention being directed by our concerns are held in a wide open, free awareness, relaxed mindfulness. As we come to the end of this sitting, is there some deeper way, fuller way that you can relax? If you are more in touch with your body or your mind from this sitting, more settled, do you have access to some way to relax more fully? Maybe softening, relaxing at your core inside, in your heart or your mind. Not to do this ambitiously, but just a little bit more. And then, if there is some calm or relaxation or settledness, seeing if you can maintain it as we now turn our attention to the people of this world, the animals of this world, all the living beings that we share this planet with, in a sense that we're in a family with. Some of these creatures we share the planet with are distant relatives. And to, in this relaxed, settled way, to gaze upon others with kind eyes, with a kind regard. To gaze upon all beings with a generosity of heart. And perhaps after a session of meditation, it is possible to look upon others in a qualitatively different way than if you're preoccupied and caught up in things. Maybe you have access to a simple kindness and well-wishing. And if so, it's useful, healthy, health-making, to give a simple expression to this kind regard, this well-wishing, without ambition or obligation, wishing, maybe even saying to yourself, may all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may we live as if we're related to all living beings, because somewhere, some way or other, we actually are. May all beings be happy.